This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Hey, good evening. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay's Derek Piper. Isaac Ambrose in. Today, we're getting through a little next question. We got an NFL edition coming up. We still had a couple of Major League Baseball questions to get through here as we go forward and hopefully have a baseball season. Before we get to that, big news today that came down that the Atkins family has donated Stone Creek, not just the golf course or the clubhouse or the restaurant, but the land that accompanies it to the University of Illinois. It's a $15 million donation. And Josh Whitman spoke about that today, saying, I believe it's the largest donation to the DIA or second largest, one of the two. But $15 million donation, and now the University of Illinois, of course, they can make that maybe into a golf course where possibly for Renee Sloan's program and Mike Small's program, possibly we see some tournaments down there, or at least, you know, some action. And how fun would that be to see? I mean, we always hear about these players.
Yeah.
And it's great to follow them. And they're so, I mean, the men's team speaks for itself, what they've done. Renee's squad last year was really good. And you hear about these players, but unlike football and basketball and other things and volleyball, you don't get to see them. You don't see them play that often. Like you'd see them on TV maybe at the NCAAs. But now if they could somehow get tournaments here, how cool would that be?
It'd be awesome.
Be
and
great.
Now they're going to take a year to work on the course and get all geared up for it. But I'd be all for it. I'd go out and check them out. You know,
yes.
The talent that Mike Small rolls in each and every year, and that team competes. And if they could get a tournament there, I think it would draw a lot of excitement. Obviously, again, as we mentioned, the facilities there, the clubhouse, the restaurant there they had with Addie's was really nice. And it's a big deal.
It is.
And also here it says that, as you mentioned, it includes a significant real estate with 100 residential lots, 70 acres
of
undeveloped acreage. Undeveloped acreage.
Yeah.
Say that a lot. And a sizable commercial parcel.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously the U of I can do more than just golf down there in terms of taking advantage of putting maybe a business center there or something, whatever the plan would be. They've got the ability to do that. And again, $15 million, it's amazing. Basically, they're just giving them that land and it's going to be called, by the way, the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. So pending approval by the University Board of Trustees, I would assume there's not going to be an issue with that. So just an incredible thing to do. It's 300 acres to donate, which is a sizable and an amazing gift. And, of course, the Atkins family, if you can recall, I mean, obviously the Atkins Tennis Center, they donated to that. And I had just forgotten this. They donated $3 million to the baseball complex. So, boy, have they done their part for this University of Illinois, and some wonderful things and a great family, and it's wonderful that they're doing that. And I know Josh Whitman very appreciative of this. I mean, if you were going to build, I mean, it was probably expensive as heck to build this golf facility here that we have, which is close to the Ubbin Center, close to the track right there in Atkins Tennis Center. If you were going to have to build a collegiate golf course, you know how much money that would be? And now you basically take over Stone Creek, which I love. I love that 18 holes. I assume they make it tougher to get to collegiate and go from there. So I think that's just a wonderful thing.
Can they not use U of I for a tournament?
You mean Savoy?
Yeah.
Didn't they used to?
I don't know.
I don't either. I think they used to. I think that's where they used to play. I mean, like when Steve Stricker was around and stuff, I'm pretty sure they played out there in the Orange course, which I still love the Orange. I didn't realize. I read today that the orange course was built before the blue. I didn't realize that. But, yeah, it's funny because I actually talked to Mike Wallner today. I mentioned that in the 5 hour or in the 4 hour. I'm going to go hit some balls after after the show, get my swing back in gear. How many balls until my back hurts?
I'll give you a good 50 swings.
50? Okay. Well, wow. You're really on. I'm playing optimist today.
Okay. I've had a week to.
You have been. You got that rest, and now we're optimistic. Sure. You're very optimistic to consider my incredibly unathletic self right now being able to get through 50. I don't know how many balls come in one of those large buckets. There's a lot. It might be one of those where I hit about 30 of them, and I'm like, hey, you want these? Like, you'll be some young kid.
You didn't ask me how many it would take to work up a sweat.
Oh, that's two. There'll be some young kid out there that's like 19 that swings from his heels and just smokes, you know, golf balls. And I'll hit like 20 of them. I'll be like, you want to use the rest of these? Yeah, sure. All right, here you go, man. Take over. But it's a really cool thing, and it's awesome that that is happening. And, of course, for Urbana to be able to keep that, because that was the other thing. What are they going to do with it? And I know people like you and I know I used to use it. I used to golf there on occasion. I haven't golfed much, but also I'd hit the driving range. I know my son Lucas used it all the time, that and the putting green. That worked out well because I'd take him there and I'd go up to Addie's, sit outside, have a beer, and watch him putt. And so he'd sit out there for hours putting, but I know I was worried, like, what are they going to do with that? I mean, I would hate to see such a nice golf course flattened and developed, you know, for houses, but it seemed like maybe that was something that, you know, was on people's minds. Like, is that what they're going to do? Well, now we know they're not, and the University of Illinois, now the proud owner. So a cool thing by the Atkins family to do something like that. So awesome. That's awesome. All right, Isaac, you're the golfer. What do you think of that?
I think it's awesome. Well, I actually just recently moved to Stone Creek, too.
Oh, that's right.
So it's going to be pretty cool. I was kind of disappointed at first when I found out it was closed because I was excited to hopefully go golf every day.
Right.
But it's going to be awesome. And it's cool to, it's almost like, it's not as cool as living right next to Memorial Stadium, but it's cool living on the land of, you know, Illini Golf property, which is, happens to be the best Illinois sport, too.
Amen. Amen. And by the way, the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois expect to open for public play in the spring of 2021. So if you're interested, or if you're wondering if you know, people like us will be able to play it, you can in the spring of 2021. Mike Small said today, our golf team's always felt very welcome at Stone Creek. We've been privileged to call Stone Creek our home for close to 20 years. Now with the gifting of the golf course, we can continue to improve and update the facility with the intent to rival the top collegiate golf courses in the nation. So there you go. It sounds like they'll make that course tougher, would be my guess. Yeah. So that might not be good news for people like me.
Can we have the Tay and Piper open before they do that?
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
By the way, that gift, I was just reading this, the gift counts toward the $300 million fundraising goal for the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, the DIA, which is part of, quote, With Illinois. That's the $2.25 billion university-wide fundraising campaign. $2.25 billion. Whew. Could Shad Khan just say, here's $2 billion? I'm kidding. I'm kidding on that. But, yeah, an exceptional thing, and I think that's going to be really cool. John and Camargo, thank you. It says the Orange Coast hosted the Big Ten title in about 1977. Jack Nicklaus was there to watch his son Gary play for Ohio State. Cool.
Really?
Jack Nicklaus, who's my favorite golfer, is really the only good thing that came out of the Ohio State University, if you ask me. And, of course, they've got a Hall of Fame over there in Columbus for that, but I don't want to talk anymore about them. Can we just not talk about Ohio State?
You're not counting Beanie Wells for the Arizona Cardinals?
Or David Boston.
Oh, David Boston.
That's right. Beanie Wells. He was pretty good for a year or two. David Boston was jacked. You remember his, we've talked about this before, his muscles? Man, he was huge. He was huge.
I need a refresher.
Okay, Google that. Google image. I want both of you to do this. Google image.
Bigger than the boss man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
David Boston was just absolutely built, and he had a couple like two straight years.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
okay.
He had like two straight years of over 1,000 yards, I believe. But he was jacked.
I'm pretty sure
how many stiff arms
got like tennis balls or something sewn into his bicep.
I got to see the picture.
Well, here's one on the Chargers.
Oh, my goodness.
He makes LaDainian Tomlinson look like a child.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. David Boston was a huge dude. Very jacked. Very muscular dude.
Nobody was skeptical like Big Mac and Sosa?
I don't want to say they weren't. But, yeah, I think you're on to something there. Okay. Something. But David got into some issues. And I think it was off the field issues or whatever that kind of derailed his career. But he was pretty good for a few years, and for sure with the Cardinals. So, all right, is John Gross, did he hang around?
Next question.
Oh, there he is. All right, do we want to finish then before we get to the NFL edition of the next question? Do we want to finish MLB? So here we go. With the fifth pick in the Major League Baseball draft. All right, go ahead.
All righty. Does this new format with 40 divisional games and 20 interleague games increase or decrease your optimism in your team winning the division?
That's a really good question. Yeah.
So there's expanded playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of winning the division, it would decrease because you're adding the Twins to the mix, at least.
Oh. Yeah, but they're not in your same division.
Okay.
Right.
I thought they were just going to count it all as one central then. Oh, you're right. I think you're right.
Oh, I hope.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think you're still just battling the Cubs Pirates and Reds or whatever and Brewers. Yeah, I think I don't know if it really does.
It's even then, isn't it?
It's even. Yeah. I'm not sure. In other words,
you're all playing the same teams.
Yeah, you're So I do like the question, though. Even though I don't have a fundamental answer for it, I think it. I actually think it helps. I think it'll help the Cardinals there. But I'm optimistic about the Cardinals.
I could throw in this question. MLB just announced that they cannot identify players who test positive for COVID. Does this frustrate you, or are you okay with that?
Well, it's going to be pretty easy to tell, right, when Matt Carpenter's not in the lineup for like a week.
They don't have to specify.
According to Marley Rivera from ESPN about an hour ago, it just says they can't identify players because it is a HIPAA violation.
It's a HIPAA violation. And I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's fair, right, to the player, but I think that's going to be pretty easy to understand who's got it. When all of a sudden the season begins and five games in, you don't have... I don't know why I keep picking on Matt Carpenter.
Is it going to be IL trip undisclosed?
I guess. I mean, yeah, I mean, like if a guy like Paul Goldschmidt isn't available for 2 weeks, I don't think they're going to lie and say he's got, I mean, if you're hockey, you know, he's got an upper body. Is COVID more of an, it'd be more of an upper body, obviously, problem.
Right.
I would
want it to be disclosed. And if you're the player, why does it have to be a secret?
Well, because of HIPAA.
I just think the skeptical way or what you would wonder about is if you don't have to disclose it, what prevents the player from still playing if they test positive?
Well, I think they'll know and they won't let them, right? So, in other words, the league would
say,
the
league will know.
Goldie, you've got it. You can't play. You've got to go in quarantine for 14 days. So, if Paul Goldschmidt all of a sudden in your lineup for 2 weeks.
So, I don't know why we have to play stupid.
I see where you're going with this now. Well, because it goes back to what you said yesterday. It's the liability. The HIPAA laws are saying that MLB cannot come out and say Paul Goldschmidt's got it. Now, if you're...
Paul Goldschmidt can say it.
He could say it. Or if you're halfway smart and realize he's not in the lineup for 2 weeks, you're probably going to assume he's got it, unless they're going to lie and say Paul Goldschmidt's got a forearm issue.
Come on.
I don't think they're going to lie. Right? They wouldn't do that.
There's already this bad stigma that baseball players are out for a broken fingernail. Like, can the player just own up to, like, I got COVID, I'll
it
be
back. It is interesting,
in
though, because we just heard, like, DeAndre Jordan has it. But maybe that was up to him to announce that. I don't think a team can announce that.
But then Zeke got mad at the Cowboys a couple weeks ago because they announced his.
Oh, they did?
They did.
Well, then why can the Cowboys announce that?
They did, or it got out some
It may
other
be
way.
Like an NFL Players Association, like, contract.
I don't
maybe
know.
They can, we're getting into legal.
Yeah, I mean,
stuff.
HIPAA is a, like, for instance, I sell life insurance. There's there's things that a company cannot tell me. You know, like, hey, you sent in an application on Isaac Ambrose and we had to reject it. And they can't tell me why. They can send you the information and let you know. And then if you want to voluntarily tell me, you can. But that HIPAA stuff as a whole, I mean, that came out, about 10 years ago or something or more? Probably more than that. I mean, I feel like, you know, I feel like the Cardinals won the World Series 2 years ago and it was back in 11. It's like, that's been 9 years. So I don't know. But I'm, yeah, it's weird. It is weird. John, save me.
Next question.
Thank you.
A little bit of a lighthearted question, according to Trevor. If you could pick one player on your rival's team to come down with a completely non-threatening case of COVID-19 for a week or two, who are we picking?
I can't do this.
See, I said that yesterday about, who did I say?
You mentioned about Demetrius.
Oh, yeah, and then I was like, oh, wait, I don't want him to have COVID.
We can't say this.
We can't do that.
It's non-life threatening, though.
But what if we say a player's name and that player gets it?
And then we get libeled.
Yeah.
All publicity is good publicity.
Views and expressions of the drive are not necessarily associated with Stevie J Broadcasting. I'm thinking of one.
As I just reported on ESPN, we don't have to disclose it. We're just going to...
Yeah, true.
Keep it to ourselves. Let you guys deal in the mystery.
Could either of you tell me what HIPAA stands for?
No.
Health insurance.
Well, I was going to say health insurance. That makes sense.
Portability and Accountability Act.
And Accountability Act. Where's the two P's?
It's HIPAA.
Oh, I think it was HIPPA.
Yeah.
I should know that. Been dealing with it for 10 years. Yeah.
That's not the fun answer, but.
I got somebody in mind, but I'm not going to say it.
And we could rephrase it as. Pick one player to step away and say they're out for the season. You know, opt out of the season.
Okay.
If you can pick one player on another team.
So let's erase. Here's what we got to do. We got to do a 2 second silence so that everybody forgets that. Okay, here we go. Okay, what was the question again?
Well, the question was if you had to pick one player on the other team to step down because of everything going on in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who would you pick?
Oh, I'd probably take Javi Baez.
It's a good choice.
Of the Cubs.
Take Rizzo.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because he seems like more of the leader of that team.
He does.
But, boy, Baez is good.
I know. Well, we already know through MLB The Show, Baez only hit like 240.
That's an okay. Who would you sit out on the Cardinals if you were a Cub fan? Are you well, Isaac? You don't really watch
Flaherty.
Yeah,
I don't think you're scared of that lineup.
Well, that's the problem. The
Goldie,
Cardinals don't really
not...
the Cardinals don't really have a guy. You'd be like, maybe Goldie. I could see them saying Yachty, just because they're tired.
I know.
And do the Cardinals have any backup or catcher whatsoever?
They've got, they brought back Matt Wieters.
Matt Wieters. A Cubs fan might say, because this would still, if a player decides to sit out, does it still count towards their contract?
I think in the NBA, they're still getting paid.
If there's a reason. I think there's a couple of baseball players that are stepping out because they have children or they themselves have an issue. So I think baseball is then saying, well, we're going to go ahead and pay you.
I can see a Cubs fan saying, Yachty sits out and then he leaves St. Louis.
Ooh, that's cruel. See, this whole pandemic is just going to allow Yachty to play another 3-4 years.
Exactly.
And even though he won't be that good, the Cardinals will win. And then we as Cardinal fans will be like, he's a Hall of Famer. And it just fires up everybody.
If I just could go a season without seeing Rizzo take away half of the plate, I'd feel better.
Oh, no. Ryan and Monticello, tell me this isn't true. I want to get back to what you just said. HIPAA has been around since 96. Okay. It only started, I think, affecting my business. I started in the business in 02, and it wasn't an issue, I don't think, early. Just seems like it started about 06 for us. I don't know. But you're right. Wow, Ryan. Yikes. Thanks for making me feel old. There is something that just is aggravatingly wears you out watching Rizzo at the plate. There really is.
You can't pitch inside.
No. Flaherty does.
Yeah.
Flaherty does come inside. That, yeah, you're right.
He's not moving the elbow.
No.
And the elbow is about...
It's over the plate.
It's over the plate, about 4 inches above
mm-hmm.
the belt.
Mm-hmm. That's frustrating. We're getting too Cardinal right now. Cub fans are like, come on, you're getting too Cardinal right now. I can feel it. All right, is that it, my friend?
That is.
Okay, that's a good way of restructuring that question. That was really good. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue on the John Gross. Johnny, are you good to stay for another okay, segment? We're going to do NFL edition. Next question when we return. It's The Drive.
Have the right tool for the job. Need a Torx wrench? Dave's got it. Claw hammer? Of course, got that too. How about a dolly suitable for safely moving your settee down a slim hallway? Dave doesn't have that. But 2 Men in a Truck does. 2 Men in a Truck has all the right tools for your next move. So when it's time to sling a settee, don't call Toolbox Dave. Call the moving professionals at 2 Men in a Truck. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now open 7 days a week at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. Head in, check out their newly redesigned floor plan with their selection of buy one, get one free t-shirts, along with other items from top brands such as Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in town, head down to Game Day Spirit, 1602 South Neal Street in Champaign. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Explore campus town and support local businesses this summer while students are away. Try a new restaurant, cafe, or do some shopping. Carry out, curbside delivery, and outdoor seating are available at many locations on Green Street. Better yet, public parking is available all summer long. Sponsored by JSM Living and the Illini Union Bookstore. Find businesses to explore in campus town this summer at ChampaignCenter.com and on Facebook.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Big Grove Tavern is now open for indoor dining and patio service. 7 nights a week and brunch service too on Saturdays and Sundays. Great steaks, burgers, seafood, and vegetarian options, plus some of the best cocktails anywhere with excellent wines and craft beer. Give Big Grove a call at 239-3505, email sales@biggrovetavern.com, or check out their Facebook page. Everyone is welcome at Big Grove. Big Grove, big flavor.
Hey, babe, maybe it's time to move off that sign jersey, your neon beer sign, your deer mount.
I don't want to get rid of it. It's all my past. The touchdowns I caught, the deer I hunted, the beers that I drank. All of it together is a trophy case of my finest moments.
We have a house together. It's our home, not a tribute to your past.
I just don't want it to rot away at a dump.
I'm not asking you to throw it away. I know the perfect place. Urbana Secure Self-Storage on Philo Road. A 5x5 unit starts at $57 a month. And with your military history, you get a 10% discount. Your nostalgia is safe with security and temperature control.
Has COVID canceled your summer plans? Sign your kids up for summer camps teaching science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics through unique curriculums. Learn how to take your idea and translate it into something that can change the world in the Invention Camp. Or learn basic graphic design skills in the Digital Art Camp, and don't miss out on the Drones and Things That Fly Camp. These camps have limited availability, so be sure to sign your kids ages 8 to 12 up at steamcamper.com/book online. Steam Camper, Summer Camp,
reimagined.
Hey, Illini fans. Now at Jet's Pizza, you can choose between a small salad, any classic sub, Jet's bread with dipping sauce, a medium one-topping hand-tossed round pizza, or a small one-topping Detroit-style pizza. Pick any two or more and get each for $6.49. That's right. Pick two or more for just $6.49. Promo code PCK2. Pick two or more for $6.49 each, and contactless delivery is a deal that can't be beat. Jets, better because it has to be.
Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging paths around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1- and 2-bedroom units. You should check them out at Baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
This song. I don't know who sings it. The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, yeah.
Oh, okay. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. All right, before we get rolling on the NFL edition, next question, I want to ask Derek some NFL stuff right now because this entire show, I've been seeing you look at your phone, kind of snicker, then you kind of have a pained look on your face.
It's been pained.
And I'm like, is he in a fight with his fiance? Is he, you know, is a buddy making him mad? And then you finally revealed to me, without me pressing too hard, that you're in a fantasy football.
It's a dynasty draft. League.
So, or draft.
24/7. I swear we get work done. But in the time in between where the other people are picking, the publishers and national
you're
guys.
Writing your articles about Brandon Lieb.
But the stressful part of the dynasty, I've never done one before.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
It means there's no redraft. The guys you pick are who you have every year.
So what happens if somebody retires?
Well, there's still free agency, and then there's going to be a draft next year for the rookies. But the guys you pick, these are long-term selections.
So this could be the team you have in 10 years.
Yeah.
This is like actually being a GM of a professional sports team. Where you don't, like, the next year, you just get to start over in most fantasy leagues.
Right.
So
you have a bad year.
Yeah. You just had a horrible draft. So if you took Todd Gurley, for instance, early last year.
I like
year,
where you go with that one.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's not very good or he's hurt. The Rams don't use him early. It. This year, however, if you take Todd Gurley, which you just did, that could be scary. All right, so can you divulge who you've taken so far? Like, what pick were you?
I got the first pick.
Oh,
of 12.
Let me guess. You took Mahomes.
First pick?
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Because you'd have him for the next.
I know. You have your answer quarterback for however many years you're going to do this.
You didn't
league.
Take him.
I didn't.
So did you take a running back?
Yeah. I went against advice from those in the fantasy community that said don't quarterback at one.
Oh.
But you think about the shelf life of a running back shorter.
See? In this kind of a draft, I think I would have taken Mahomes.
I know.
But see, now you're going to have like
Myers.
He went
five.
Really? So did you take Saquon?
Took Christian McCaffrey.
Oh. Yeah, that's
half
a good call.
PPR.
That's a good call. Okay, that's
okay
a pretty good
that.
Call. Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's going anywhere. He's going to get a lot of touches, you know, in Carolina.
Yep.
All right, so he went one. Did Saquon go in the top four?
Saquon second, Michael Thomas third, then Zeke.
Michael Thomas, the wide receiver from New Orleans?
Yeah.
That's an interesting pick. Is he? I guess he's
still relatively young.
Yeah, you're
like
right.
Younger than a Julio.
Right.
Younger than even Hopkins, right?
Yeah, I think. That's interesting. All right. I'm excluding Isaac. Isaac, would you have taken Patrick Mahomes in this?
I like five. I like five.
Okay.
And I love Derek's pick. And Michael Thomas, too, he catches everything. He just broke the record for, like, receptions before.
Yeah, he did.
His fourth season.
But you wonder, though, you know, you've got Drew Brees one more year. And then you might have...
Famous Jameis.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Throwing to the guy covering Michael Thomas for the next 4 years. Yeah, like if this was a normal draft, then I would not take Mahomes number one. But being a dynasty draft,
it was hard not to. That was my gut instinct was.
Or Lamar Jackson.
Thought about that as well.
Where did he go?
First pick of the second round.
Wow. Has he been MVP twice?
Just once.
No, once, but he's 0-2 in the playoffs, right? He hasn't won a game, I don't
believe that's right.
Sorry, I'm not ripping on Lamar. Remember when he had that an unbelievable year at Louisville? Well, that was like his sophomore year. And you're like, what? It's like a video game.
When he won the Heisman. Yeah.
Okay. So can you give me the first round?
Yeah. Again, McCaffrey first.
I felt bad that I ripped on you for not taking it because, listen, we all do fantasy, and the last thing you need is for somebody to – now, you're used to that. Like, when we get together in Decatur, and even if it's just a no-brainer Christian McCaffrey, like, he'll be the no-brainer number one, right? Even then, somebody's like, really?
I don't know.
Like, McCaffrey, I mean, you know they don't have a quarterback now, so they're just going to – or they'll say something, and you're like, shut up. But – there's always one, tell me if I'm wrong. There's always one guy in your league that you kind of have a connection with. So for me, it's a guy named Craig Bogle. I've talked about Bogle before. And sometimes, like I'll make it, well, for instance, this year with my sixth pick or whatever, I took Dalvin Cook. And you know, Derek, you and I talked about that, and he ended up having an outstanding year.
Great pick.
One of the best running backs in football last year. So when I took Dalvin Cook, of course, you know, I get immediately the, whoa, boy. And one of my buddies, Marcus Thorpe, because they had just played the Cardinals, and Dalvin Cook had one, it was a preseason game, one rush for 92 yards and a touchdown. And Marcus Thorpe's like, oh, boy, you're putting a lot of stock in one carry, right? And so I get all that. I get all the backlash, and everybody then quiets down because it's the next person's pick. And then I always give the look down to Bogle, and I'm like, eh? And sometimes he'll give me the, yeah. Or he'll give the, I don't mind it. You know, so there's seems like there's always one guy or girl that you can kind of look at and say, all right, shoot straight here. Was that a good pick? And so I felt like I was your guy, and I gave That's you right. the, why did you
I
not
appreciate
take? But the McCaffrey, when you said you took McCaffrey, it actually makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up now for the rest of
No, you're good. But you had the buddy back in the day who takes Antonio Gates, and you know they're not gonna threaten for the league title.
We had a guy take, who was the kicker for the Detroit Lions? Jason Hansen, right? We had a guy, and he was a Lions fan, took him in like the fourth round year. Now, he was the best kicker in the NFL at the time, right? But you don't take a kicker until the very last, and you don't even care who you get. It's like, just give me the kicker for the Patriots. I don't know, whatever. And he took him in like the fourth round, and we all looked at, like, we couldn't even rip on him. We felt bad enough. We just all kind of looked at each other and took another drink of beer. We're like, oh, boy.
I have a buddy who's a major Bears fan, and that haunts him because he always picks Bears players.
See,
and
I don't like people to do that.
He's either got last or second to last, like, every single year.
I mean, that's easy to figure out, isn't it? Like, I stay clear of Cardinals. And, of course, last year, late, because we picked two quarterbacks. Yeah, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but we get two quarterbacks, right? So you just figure out on a bye week. So I actually looked ahead, and on the bye week of the quarterback I had, which was Matt Ryan, the Cardinals played like a team that wasn't very good. So I went ahead and took Kyler Murray, which actually turned out to be a really good pick, definitely. Although Matt Ryan continued to outpoint him in our league. But of course, I take Kyler Murray late, and my buddy is like, oh, look at the Cardinal fan. I'm like, shut up. I did not take him because he's at the Cardinals. All right.
I wanted him in this dynasty draft, to be honest with you.
Has he gone already?
Yes.
Okay.
Third round pick. I'll run through the first round.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Michael Thomas, Ezekiel Elliott, Mahomes, then Josh Jacobs of the Raiders. That was interesting, but
that is a little interesting. Okay.
He had a very good rookie year.
Yeah, he did.
Obviously,
he did.
Again, young. Alvin Kamara after that, your boy Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins, Nick Chubb, and Joe Mixon.
I don't like the Mixon. I don't like any Bengals running back.
Yeah, that offense is going to, well, it might transform here in a couple years.
That's true.
With Burrow and
Nick Chubb was good last year.
For the Browns, yeah.
And what was 6 through 10 again?
It would have been Josh Jacobs, Alvin Kamara. I would have taken Dalvin Cook over Alvin Kamara.
I would too, but Kamara 2 years ago was incredible. And then last year, it was kind of like, I don't know if it was more him or just Sean Payton using, who was the big guy they had with him?
Well, it wasn't, Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
Was with the Ravens last year, but before that, yeah, he was swiping some touchdowns from Kamara.
Big time. Well, that's, okay. Well, Kamara, I mean, if they figure it out and give him, if they gave him as many touches as Christian McCaffrey, he'd be really good.
Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, why doesn't anybody, are we still not sold on Henry?
After last year's playoffs, I don't know how you.
Oh, my goodness.
I just think the way he runs the ball, people probably don't think can last more than a few more years.
He is huge. I think in my league last year, I picked up Derrick Henry for the playoffs. That nobody had him.
Really?
Like somebody had him early, and then did he get hurt or something? Or kind of struggled a little bit?
I think he did get hurt. Alvin Kamara got hurt too.
Yeah, that's true.
Up his season.
But yeah, but I picked up Derrick Henry.
17 touchdowns last year.
Oh my goodness. And he ran I picked him up and I'm like, why is he available? So I assumed, like in our league, if you drop someone, nobody else can pick him up that week. Mm-hmm. You got to wait a week and then he's available. And even you, if you dropped him, you're just part of the crew the next week to try to get him back. So when Derrick Henry was sitting there, I'm like, well, he must have just been released. And I looked and he hadn't. It'd been like 3 weeks. And I'm like, well, I'll take Derrick Henry then. What the? And then he ran for like 210 or whatever that game. That dude is huge.
Henry didn't really have many down games. He had 128 yards. He went 178, 28, 90, 75, 65, 190, true. 160, 150, 103, 86, 211.
That may have been the game I had him. Well, no, that wasn't the playoff game.
That was week 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many total touchdowns?
He had 16 rush touchdowns and
now he does
one receiving touchdown.
Yeah, he doesn't catch the ball much. Mm-hmm. So in our PPR league, that hurts Henry a little bit. And, you know, that's where McCaffrey is just, he eats up. He gets so many points, it's ridiculous. All right, so that's your...
When you have the first pick, back of the second round, I took Amari Cooper.
Okay.
First pick of the third round, I took George Kittle.
Oh, yeah, I like that. So you've got a really good running back, the best running back fantasy-wise. The best tight end probably fantasy-wise.
When you pick the middling tight end and you're in the waiver every week trying to find a matchup.
I totally agree.
He might get you a touchdown. He might get you nothing.
So me and the stories. 4 straight years, 3 of the years I won the regular season title. And the fourth year I finished second. And I had Zach Ertz for 2 of them, and I had who's the Chiefs? Kelsey. I had Kelsey for 2 of them. Then last year, you know who I was playing a tight end some games? Trey Burton.
Yikes.
And I'm like, and I had that. Like, I got stuck somehow in the draft where I didn't, because I overvalue a tight end sometimes, but it's helped me. And I think other people in the league started thinking, we got to get it. I mean, there's only like 4 or 5 tight ends. After that, there's a deep drop.
Huge cutoff.
So, yeah, that's...
But, yeah, I took Todd Gurley.
Okay. But I love... So, you got the... I mean, you got arguably the top 2 tight ends, the top running back, a good wide receiver in Amari Cooper.
Still fairly young. He's 26.
Yeah. And then you took Gurley?
I took Gurley. A lot of running backs were off the board.
I was going to say, and you got to get another running back.
You have to get... Melvin Gordon was another one that was up there. He's competing for carries in Denver.
Yep.
With Phillip Lindsay. Now, look, Gurley going to Atlanta.
Yeah?
I don't know. No one else is really competing there because Freeman's gone. Tevin Coleman was gone a year ago.
That's right.
And actually, when I looked it up, Gurley had 12 touchdowns last year, even as a down year for him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Dude, I forgot Gurley in Atlanta.
It's a 1-year deal. It could completely bite me.
I think in a regular draft, that's a great pick, but you wonder in the fantasy. But he's young.
In the dynasty, yeah.
Or, yeah, not fantasy. He's pretty young, though, isn't he?
He's still like 26, 27. I was going to say.
Okay. But for a running back, maybe that's considered old.
I know.
All right. That's good. We're talking sports.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
To roll through that.
I love that. All right. When's your next pick?
I made 2 in a row. I made Gurley, and then I took Jerry Jeudy.
Oh, okay.
Rookie receiver for the Broncos.
Taking a chance on the rook.
Yeah. I won't pick for a while now. So.
Okay. So now you're good for the
rest
of the show.
They were blowing up my phone. Was like, where's the pick, Piper? I got a radio show. Brian Snow. I said, you know that show you never come on?
Right.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Some of us are actually working right now. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We need to get to this NFL edition, right?
Yeah,
next
my
question.
Fault.
No. That was awesome. I would do that every day. I love fantasy football. I love talking football, and I love talking NFL. So when we come back, we'll do a next question NFL edition. It is The Drive.
Dick Van Dyke of Plants World is saying happy birthday to the USA with super savings on top load washer and dryer pairs.
Do you actually have washers and dryers in stock?
We sure do, and enough for everyone.
But are they name brands that I trust?
Of course, Maytag and Frigidaire, just to name a few.
Are they large capacity with an agitator?
Up to 5 cubic foot capacity to fit a king size comforter.
What about the free 10-year protection plan?
Of course they do. Get our free 10-year protection on Frigidaire, Maytag, Speed Queen, and GE.
Wow.
Celebrate the USA with savings on products made in the USA, like Maytag and Speed Queen and GE.
Now that's a perfect way to celebrate. Wow.
Wow is right. Celebrate Independence Day with lawn repair savings at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Sale going on now.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get
Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now open 7 days a week at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. Head in, check out their newly redesigned floor plan with their selection of buy one, get one free t-shirts, along with other items from top brands such as Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in town, head down to Game Day Spirit, 1602 South Neal Street in Champaign. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Wait, Lon, it's not drive time yet.
I can't wait any longer, Derek. These deals are too good to be true.
What kind of deals?
Well, the best prices on new Hondas, used Hondas, pre-owned trucks, BMWs, and so much more.
Wow, big time.
Can you and Trevor handle the show today? I've got to get down to Honda BMW at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Sure. But can't you search for vehicles on their website?
Oh, that's right. What's the address again?
They're online at drivechampagne.com.
Here's Caitlin, who tried the fresh, fast meal kits from Mia's Oz.
My family and I really enjoyed the fresh pasta meal kit that we got. I was able to pick it up very easily, took it home, and everything was ready to go with instructions inside for me. My kids were able to help me out with it as well, and anytime they get to help in the kitchen, they absolutely love it, and they eat even better. So we really loved it, and we look forward to trying another meal kit next time.
Mia's Oz at Wright and Green, next to the alma mater in Campus Town.
All right, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5. Latte, Derek Piper, and Isaac Ambrose. And Isaac Ambrose is now ready to do a little John Gross.
Next question.
Yep, we're going to do it NFL style. We better have NFL.
What would you do without NFL?
I'm telling you, I said that one's... That'd be the one that really hurts me.
And first of all, I love watching the NFL, but fantasy-wise?
Yep.
I am too old in life at 49 to have a fantasy season taken away from me. Because how old are you then too old to do fantasy? Like, if you get to be like 60, are people looking at you going, dude, you're still doing fantasy football?
I don't think there's an age limit.
There's not?
No.
I think it's pretty cool if you're still doing fantasy at 60.
Okay. I don't know
especially
a lot of...
Especially winning the league and taking your friends' money.
Yeah, that's true. See, like in my league, I'm the oldest guy. So I don't know a lot of old people older than me that do fantasy. I don't know. Maybe there isn't an age limit for it. Maybe not.
It's just...
Maybe you're the first generation.
Yeah.
True. Yep, started in 1992. The Southern Illinois Rotisserie League has now turned into the Central Illinois Rotisserie League, the CIRL.
It used to be kept all on paper, right?
That guy was me. And I had Mondays and Tuesdays off in my TV schedule when we lived in Carterville. We can't do this. We're too late.
We pushed MLB back a day.
We lived in Carterville. And I had Monday and Tuesday off, and the little place we lived was a little house but we were renting it, and it didn't have a washer dryer. So I had to go to, it was a gas station that had a wash, that had a laundromat on the back end of it. So I would go every Monday and get a USA Today, a Mountain Dew, and like a zebra cake. And I would sit there and do laundry, and for at least an hour, I would figure up all of the fantasy things for everybody. Now, back then, we didn't have cell phones, or at least we didn't text. I didn't have email, so I would have to call everybody and say, here's a look at the standings. How sad is that? Now, luckily, like five of us worked at the TV station in Southern Illinois, so I could just write it down, say, here's the five, and then I had to call like three people, you didn't even take a picture of it. I just had to literally call them. I may have faxed back then. Faxed the standings. But we would do that every week. And back then, believe it or not, we counted a point for every extra point. So if you, you had like Neil Rackers, I'd have to go through. If the Cardinals, you know, scored 42, obviously It's easy. It's just seven extra points. No. Yeah. Is that right? Six. Six times seven is 42. My goodness, line. I was going the other way. It would take me 2 hours to do that every Monday. And then we still had the Monday Night Football game. But I had to get everybody their totals before Monday Night Football. And then I'd have to sit down on Tuesday and figure out whoever was doing Monday Night. It was just,
seems like a lot.
And then Yahoo came out. I think they were the first. I don't know if they were. We've always been affiliated with Yahoo. I think they do a good job.
They sponsor your league.
They sponsor our league, Brad Evans. But, you know, and then like our Big Ten basketball fantasy, a guy has to do it, has to sit down and do all the scoring through ESPN. It's crazy. Jeez. It really is crazy. How long have you been doing fantasy, Isaac?
I remember for a couple years when I was in like elementary school.
That's awesome.
Well, my dad and I had a split team for a while. And then it became, he didn't really pay attention to it, so I just took it over. And then ever since then, yeah, so fifth or sixth grade, probably.
What's kind of cool about that is Andrew last year went with me to the draft and really liked it. So, like, as everybody was picking and I was going to take Dalvin Cook, I remember I looked at Andrew and I'm like, this is the guy I'm going to take if he's there. And he kind of looks at me and I said, I'm going to take a lot of heat for this, but I think he's going to have a big year. And so, you know, I took him. And I remember on the car ride home from Decatur, you know, we were talking about the team. And, you know, I'm like, I think if Dalvin has a pretty good year, I should have a pretty good team. I like Matt Ryan. You know, I was going through, I'm like, I don't like my receivers. But it was just kind of cool to get him affiliated with it.
Oh, yeah. I think middle school was the first time when I had a fantasy team.
So that would have been what year?
Probably about 2002, 2003.
Okay. See, that's awesome. Because we started our league in 92. Because I graduated in May, started working at the TV station, and then that fall is when we started it. Darren Kennard and I started the Southern Illinois Rotisserie League. I had Curtis Martin, I think, on my first team, and he led me to the title. Curtis Martin. Woo. 1 year I had Jerome Bettis.
Nice.
And we would watch games together, some of us, and whenever somebody was going against me and Bettis would get another carry for 8 yards, I'd be like, the wheels on the bus go round and round. I don't know why, but he always sang that or something. So that's what we would do. God, I love fantasy. I love fantasy.
I used to just take Rodgers every year, and when he'd light up the Bears, he'd be mad for a while, and then check your fantasy score, be like, okay, that's cool.
It was kind of you knew you were going to lose that week, or you knew the Bears were going to lose that week, but you knew your fantasy team was going to win, and for somehow it kind of makes it all better. I also did go with the theory that if I'm going against a Cardinal, so if somebody has Larry Fitzgerald, for instance, or Kyler Murray or whatever, and I'm going against them, I am never going to root for my fantasy team. Does that make sense? I'm always rooting for Larry Fitzgerald to have a big game. And if he does, and it just so happens to cost me in the fantasy world, then so be it. Unless, there's a caveat here, unless the Cardinals are out of playoff contention. Then,
so that's happened a few times.
Which has happened a lot for me, and usually by week 8. So by week 9, I'm rooting against Larry Fitzgerald. But in reality, I'm kind of that was a cool touchdown. It's like, we need to do a show on Larry. We need to get him on. I don't think he would join us.
I remembered you and Jeremy. I know we got to finish out here.
No, but
you and
good.
Jeremy having the discussion of it was Andre Johnson versus Larry.
And I took Andre.
And I looked it up recently. The consistency of Larry is really hard to argue with, man.
It's incredible. He's going to finish second. What can somebody look up his stats? NFL's. He's not going to catch Jerry Rice for catches, I don't think, because I think he's way.
I wouldn't
behind
think
it.
So.
But well, I don't know how many more years okay. Larry could
unless
play.
Unless Larry's got another three.
I'll be honest. Three, four. I think he thought he was going to retire 2 years ago. Then he decided to come back 1 year. And then they drafted Kyler Murray, and it got him excited. And then this year, he's like, I'm in, man. I want to play on this team. So I wonder if the Cardinals have a pretty good year if Larry just says, I'm coming back. That would be cool. But I think for all-time catches, he's third. Or did he pass Tony Gonzalez for second? We'll let Isaac look that up. Because I think he's going to end up finishing second in one category and third in another.
Larry is second in receptions behind Jerry Rice.
It's not even close. It's like 800 catches, isn't it?
I think he's, well, now he's only about 200 behind.
Oh, is it? Okay, not 800. Yikes. That's a lot of, that's three more seasons at least. Well, he had a 100 catch season a couple years ago. Maybe he could do it. I don't know
what
else.
He's second in receiving yards by 5,000 yards.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of. Okay, so he's not going to catch Rice in that. I think he has an outside shot of getting him in total catches.
Yeah, it depends on how long he stays.
He'd have to play another 3 years at least, minimum. But
stay young, play next to Hopkins is going to take a lot of attention away from
him. Ugh. That's going to be a fun team to watch. I'm ready for that.
They got to play.
They got to play. Yeah, they got to play. All right, well, guess what? We're going to do next question NFL edition tomorrow. Are we visiting with Billy Garrett tomorrow?
Billy Garrett tomorrow, 5:05.
He's the new House of Pain. By the way, the uniforms are out.
Puma.
Pretty
sweet.
They are awesome. They say House of Pain on the front. Does it have an Illinois symbol? I can't remember. It's orange.
Orange and blue,
obviously.
Yeah.
Orange and blue.
I don't think it does.
It just says House of Pain. I didn't know what the rules were in terms of allowing somebody, you know, allowing a team to actually display the university's color, even though you are the alumni.
The colors.
Or not colors, but yeah, the symbol. Although, does Illinois really, just the block eye, I guess. I don't know. That'd be interesting. But they're pretty cool. I wonder if we can buy one of those.
We'll have Latua Bond here later this week.
We'll ask him.
Get the details on
we'll
that.
We'll ask him if he can make a Tay and Piper jersey, and we'll hang it in there. We'll hang it in the thing. That'd be cool. Isaac, thank you for your help today.
No problem, guys.
Good stuff. Nobody to thank, just us. And we'll do the NFL edition next question tomorrow. I'm out of the song. We got to go.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.